Los Angeles Underground. It's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex.
It's like honey in your ear hole.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everyone. Your new favorite podcast. We're back. It's your favorite gang where we discuss pop culture every week. This week it's our special digital movie club. Don't do the theme yet.
Come on.
We have a special guest in the John Sandy seat this week. Anita is back. Hi, Anita.
Hey.
It's been a while since you've been here. Just kidding.
Too long.
We just did a bonus episode a minute ago, and we really offended the regular crew when they saw a bunch of replacements sitting here. But I'd like them to know what the score is.
Not necessarily offended, more disappointed.
Why disappointed? Why disappointed?
I thought we were solid. I thought we were good.
Yeah, well,
I didn't think you needed more.
Didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Are we not good enough for you anymore?
Patrick is like kind of guy. He's, I guess if I'm fired, I'm fired. He doesn't care. He'll just move on. He'll find something else.
No emotional attachment.
There's
always other people who want me.
Yeah, exactly.
I have options. What can I say?
He's going to land on his feet.
I get messages from, things about Home Video Hustle all the time.
Cool. Yeah. You should definitely do that. You should definitely go to Home Video Hustle. Shout out to Brent and PJ. They're like 5 years ahead, those guys. They have like 10 years of in the can. That's the way to go. We used to do it that way too, but it's hard because, they're only talking about the movies. We always end up talking about doing movie reviews and stuff like that. If we were only doing the Digital Movie Club, we could do a bunch in the can, just watch movies all the time, and then boom, we're done.
That's a lot of work.
That's not what the people
want. No, we give the people what they want on this show.
Yeah.
So Anita's here as our special guest. Welcome, Anita.
Thank you.
You already heard Jake.
Hello.
You already heard Patrick. There you go. What are you doing there?
He's on a switch.
Now you're playing with a microphone. That's okay. Justine, you heard right at the top of the show.
Howdy.
She gave us that great howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And howdy. Observing, sharing mics like an 80s hair band, Raul and Eduardo decided to stick around after we recorded our bonus episode. They might pop in from here to there.
Hello.
From here to there. Maybe they might pop in once in a while. How are you guys?
Pretty well.
Is it weird? Why do we have the two Latino guys sharing a mic? What's going on here?
Because we're special. Oh.
It is. You guys will end up kissing by the end of the show.
Mandatory.
And I'm not opposed to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You got a sick man.
It's going to be like It's a Wonderful Life, when they're sharing the phone.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. And then you want to say, I want to live, Claire. Yeah. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight?
I want to live, Eduardo. I want to live.
Yeah. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight?
Justine doesn't like that movie.
Come out tonight. Why don't you like that movie, Justine?
It was all because of that wish she did. It's a horrible, horrible wish.
Which wish?
Her selfish wish of keeping him in the town. And she did it.
Oh, yeah. You think that's what did it?
Yes, I think that's what the whole movie is about. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
And it sucks for him.
But he's happy.
It's weird the kind of mind that would go.
The movie's about settling.
The whole movie.
It may not be like number one dream, but you know what? It's good enough.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
The whole moral of the movie. You are never disappointed if you set your expectations low enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yep. I think those were my wedding vows. All right, now guys, it's time for Digital Movie Club. Okay. This week was rough. I'm not gonna lie. This is probably one of the most difficult weeks we've ever had. This is what happens when we let the audience decide what we're going to watch. This has seriously made me reconsider doing an 80s.
No, you see, what our problem was is we had it right the first time. We did the three movies that we first picked, and they were great.
Yes.
And then they were like, no, let's do more. Yeah. We should have not.
We were like Icarus.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Zardoz, Nashville. Yeah, come on.
We flew too close to the sun. And we owe Kung Fu Drive-In big time.
You know what we need to do?
For this.
Voters, top five, and then we pick three. And that's it.
Well,
for the decade.
Why don't you let Daddy figure it out? Okay.
I'm just offering a suggestion.
That was so gross.
And wow. The way I was gripping the microphone, too.
I know. That was really awkward.
I grossed myself out.
There was eye contact. There was gripping. Yeah. There was uncomfortable.
And I kind of winked at him.
Typical Wednesday here at the pub.
Get one of these. How much you like Daddy?
No.
God, I swear.
I can't make it next week.
Yeah, this is a rough. This is a rough week.
You don't have to replace him. He quits.
Eduardo, you're up. All right, you ready? You're coming in next week. Coming in off the bench. Yep. That, see, that's how quickly it can happen.
Yeah.
All right. I'd miss Jake, though.
Oh. You got Patrick.
Would you still go to...
Wow.
Would you still go to game night?
Everybody's wondering who you're talking to.
Who are you talking to?
I'm looking right at him.
Yeah. I brought Jake to game night.
Yeah,
I remember Mario
so.
The other day was like, hey, who came first? It was Jake, right?
No. Jake stuck around is what happened.
Yeah. That's what happened. Well, yeah. Look who's talking. But listen, yeah.
Who were the first stage five clingers?
They came to game night once and then they just stayed. It was awesome. I was like, sweet. I need people in this thing because I don't want to get absorbed by the other group of train.
And now look, we're absorbing
the
them
train
all.
People.
The train.
Oh, you don't want to be that group.
Yeah.
What are we playing this week? The same thing we played last
week. I walked in and I just looked around like, these guys right here.
We were rowdy. We were loud.
No,
he's like,
were,
I'm in.
You guys were like mad at each other about some rules. Like, I want to join these guys.
Yeah. But we were actually, we looked like we had maybe worn the clothes. We hadn't worn the clothes, same clothes like 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Maybe. There are certain people in that room that have a look about them.
We looked clean.
They either have clean. A closet full of the same clothing or they only have one set of clothes.
We showered, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always sweatpants and a Loot Crate t-shirt that's just too small.
Or a crop top.
Just slightly too small. I mean, of course, we mock them because we're perfect, so I mean,
as close as we can be.
I hope they all get together and listen to your podcast.
I know.
None of them listen. None of them.
I hope they have their own podcast and they're
like
talking.
Us. We're loud. We're too loud. We're too loud.
Well,
if we
come in tonight and they're all glaring at us, we know why.
Yeah, we know.
We're the group that shows up and they look at you and go, "Oh fuck, these guys are
here." We're coming in with our shades, acting like we own the room,
and we only play party
Matt
games.
Matt likes us.
Yeah. We're all hungover.
We only play party games.
We should have matching shirts, like make it like a bowling league.
Oh my god! Yes.
No. Come in like that. You know how much they'd hate us.
Yes, let's
do it.
Do it. Justine, you are on top of that design.
Nope.
That's your homework.
Top dog.
Top
like
dog.
Top dog.
What are we, the boarding party?
Yeah, boarding party. Yeah.
No. Even better. We got to have those cuts that the stupid the Disneyland gangs wear. You know the people that are all into Disney and they wear the gangs.
No.
They wear like
the
biker
jacket.
Gang.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what we're doing. We're they wear those like biker vests.
And we all need to wear some aviators and.
Wait, what was the name of the group?
We're the boarding party.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Why, you don't like that?
I was going to say daddy beaters. It's the term I made up the other day at work.
Daddy beaters?
Yes, what do you think it means? There's four possible things that I was asking everyone. Everyone had a different opinion, so what daddy beaters are.
It's someone who makes eggs for their father.
Okay, there are five things.
There's five.
They can be.
You scramble eggs for your old man.
Why don't you scramble some eggs for
No. No.
Jake, that was too natural for you.
I'm out.
Just comes from deep. Comes from right in here.
You almost the from syntax is a little off. If you had said daddy's eggs, that would have been even worse.
You are scaring the replacement party here.
That's how you keep your job. You scare the newbies out. Oh, you think you can handle this shit? Well, watch out.
Never again.
I see Jake's strategy. It's working. And he was like
the shock factor.
And he was like 14 feet away from the mic in the corner.
I honestly want to make a shirt that says daddy beaters.
So what
for
is it?
You.
Give us the four definitions, Eduardo.
Someone who beats up dads, a dad who beats up you, someone who beats off dads, or a dad who beats off you.
Oh, no. No.
And then now his.
I'm going to go with the eggs.
Yeah, that sounds better.
What made you think of that?
Because...
Let me walk us through.
I was at work and I was playing a game, like one of those games where you can play along with other people, and someone was like, "Call me daddy," and this was like, "I'll beat the crap out of you." Daddy beater.
Oh, that's good. Oh, there you go. I would never say call me daddy. I would
you just said no.
I would call myself daddy without permission, is what I would do. All right.
You would just assume the role of daddy.
Mm-mm.
Is that what you're saying?
You got me a mid drink. I'm so uncomfortable. Like, I start these premises, and then I want to bail out. See, you guys just keep doing it.
You start it, and
then I can't finish it.
Like, no, I don't want this. This is not what I wanted.
It's not going the way.
Abort. Abort.
Do the dolphin. All right. Let's get it.
I couldn't see.
Let Daddy give you glasses.
Blinded by this comedy gold.
I was just like smiling, and then I couldn't see anymore. Wow. All right.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Let's cue up the theme music. Here we go. Ready? Three and a two. I have it here somewhere.
Oops. Add.
Let's see.
Grammarly.
Here it is. Here's the button. Here we go. Ready? Yep. Here it is. Okay. Dun 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 dun. There was somebody outside the door. She looked and then quickly looked away.
It hurts my throat when I do.
Welcome back to another edition of the Digital Movie Club. What is the Digital Movie Club? I am subjecting my co-hosts to the movies in my digital movie collection, which spans the decades from the 1930s to the recent past. But this week, there's a wrinkle. We took three movies recommended to us by three listeners: Michael Bagford, Star Trek The Motion Picture, Josh Scott Fitzgerald, Nashville, and our friend Jeff at the Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast, who recommended Zardoz.
Fucker.
I'm going to beat that guy.
Disrespectful.
Zardoz, or like I said on the bonus show, a movie where somebody watched Planet of the Apes and said,
someone who can do worse.
They watched Planet of the Apes and said, needs more sex. So
people like BDSM. Let's do that.
Let's talk about it. What should we tackle first? What are we starting with?
Where do you start?
I don't know.
Let's start with Star Trek The Motion Picture, because it's not a bad movie. It's just not a good movie. It's just long and slow and
Sorry.
Huh?
Nothing.
Should we start there?
Yeah. Sure.
Did we watch the director's cut? Was that what was unavailable on Amazon?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
No.
They would have cut it up, right, and edited it.
No. It's even longer.
Yeah, they would have cut it to being normal.
So probably not director's cut.
It's even longer.
No.
I didn't think there
was. Are there more scenes of Kirk staring off into space?
The human adventure. It's just beginning. William Shatner, take us out, is Captain James T. Kirk. Leonard Nimoy is Mr. Spock. DeForest Kelly is Dr. Leonard Bones McCoy. James Doohan is Lieutenant Commander Montgomery Scott. George Takei is Lieutenant Commander Sulu. Majel Barrett is Dr. Christine Chapel. Walter Koenig is Lieutenant Pavel Chekhov. Michelle Nichols is Lieutenant Commander Uhura. Stephen Collins is Commander Willard Decker. Precis Combata.
That's a good Kirk impression.
Staring at the screen.
This sums up the movie.
Guys, you should see what I'm seeing.
I think they already did.
We're flying through hyperspace. Some green lines. Oh, here it comes. There's something on the horizon, guys.
And Jimmy Stewart.
Star Trek, the motion picture. Gene Roddenberry's production of a Robert Wise film.
Here we go, guys. Star Trek, the motion picture. What do you got?
That is a perfect trailer for the movie.
What's wrong, Patrick?
I just want to go first.
Well, go ahead. Patrick wants to go first.
Go ahead.
So for the listeners out there, if you want a movie that's action-packed, thrilling, and exciting, this is not the movie.
Wrath of Khan?
Go watch Wrath of Khan. We watched Wrath of Khan in theaters, and that was fantastic. It was a great movie. It was super enjoyable, and it was a really interesting Star Trek movie. Mm-hmm. This is not the case.
Star Trek The Motion Picture, 6.4 on IMDb, 42% Rotten Tomatoes. Roger Ebert gave it 3 out of 4 stars.
Bullshit.
3 out of 4?
3 out of 4. Released December of 1979, directed by Robert Wise, who, this is not our first experience of Mr. Wise. It had a budget of $35 million and made $139
million. Wow.
And it was, the music was composed by Jerry Goldsmith. The music would later go on to be, of course, the theme for Star Trek The Next Generation.
I will say the music was good.
Let me tell you who what Robert Wise movies we've seen before, guys. He's had a really, really, really varied career. He did movies like, let's see, let me find here. I know where we're going to find him. So starting with in the 50s, he did some movies like Run Silent, Run Deep. And then the 60s, he really hit it big with movies like West Side Story and The Sound of Music.
Oh, this makes sense then.
Yeah. Then Star Trek The Motion Picture was pretty late in his career. He did a few more movies after that. But that really was, you know, he was the same guy that did Sound of Music and West Side Story. So think about that, guys. Think about that. When you're talking about movies that have, like, you know. He also did The Andromeda Strain, which is a really great adaptation of a Michael Crichton novel. Did that in the early 70s. But back to Star Trek The Motion Picture. Just to give you guys some context, the show had been off the air for more than 10 years, and people had been clamoring for more Star Trek. Became one of the shows that became much more popular after it originally aired. It was canceled after 3 seasons. So this was the first opportunity for a lot of people to see Star Trek in like 10 years, which I think accounts for so many of these money shots of the Enterprise just sitting in space dock. It was boring. It's a boring one.
Like, this is just a good example of why the fans are not always right, and sometimes you don't need to do something like this.
But it did give us Wrath of Khan.
I would have much rather seen Wrath of Khan as an intro to Star Wars or Star Trek the movies than this, because it feels like a Star Trek episode that's 2 hours too long.
Yes.
And that's the biggest gripe, because there's not really anything happening.
Yeah, they're just kind of going to find
talking, but it's not interesting dialogue. It's not anything that's got any good contrast. It's just all over the place and doesn't do anything.
Scenes that should have been like a couple minutes were like 10 minutes long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you spend Lord knows how much time of Kirk just staring at the screen and going, Spock, Spock, Spock.
Yes. Yeah.
Spock, Spock.
That's the whole show.
Spock, no.
Which
Spock.
Is fine in 30 minutes, but in 2 hours.
It's a 1 hour show, sir.
Whatever.
Twice as long as it should have been.
Justine, what did you think? You loved it? The costumes?
Oh, did you know that the crew hated the uniforms because was hard to get it on and off, and they always had to have someone help them?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. And then I stopped reading it because then I didn't like the movie. I don't want to know any more facts because I hate this.
That's one change you'll see in Wrath of Khan when we go over it again, which we saw in theaters. They went with a nautical theme, and that was the director, Nicholas Meyer, decided, why do they look like this? It needs to be more like a nautical. We want them to look like they're on a ship.
Well, and so, it was cool to see the Seventh Heaven dad so young. I've never seen him young before.
Yeah, yeah. And he was in love with a robot.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, she didn't start off as a robot.
He's not in the show at all, is he?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was added for the movie.
She was a celibate. It's the same thing.
Vow of chastity.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean she, never mind.
She was still in love with him.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an issue emotional with love. If we're going to be flying or there's turbulence, we should all probably do the same moves, because some of them are doing other moves than other people.
Yes.
Like one girl, she just kept bouncing. I'm like, no one else is bouncing. You're the only one. And she was overselling it. And I looked at everyone else and they're like moving side to side while she's bouncing up and down. I was like, I don't understand this, but I didn't like it. It was boring. Fell asleep a lot. I walked away, came back to the same scene of them just showing the ship.
Yeah. That's a really long.
That was a really long scene.
Where they're just showing, where they're just flying.
That was like
around.
A half hour long sequence. Yeah, I left. Just like slowly making their way.
Yeah, the whole thing. The transporter's not working. And then, but you're like, oh, it's just everything. An excuse for them to give a money shot at the Enterprise, which I'm sure they spent a lot of money on that model. It did look cool for you finally see it on the big screen. But at the same time, I do like that the payoff for that is they let you see two people get melted in the transporter.
True.
It's like,
oh,
here's what happens when beaming doesn't work.
It's the most exciting thing that happened in that movie.
That was pretty sad.
My thing with, you know, Star Trek is they're known for really good story and really good dialogue, and this just didn't have it.
It was they had already done this story on the show where like a robot shows up and is like, I want my creator, and I was like, but it was Voyager, you guys.
No, I mean, it was just
Voyager.
And you can tell they didn't have it because there was so much idle time. Like, there was just moments where people just stopped talking, and it was just
and they're just staring off into space.
It's like they're trying to fill a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
Who is Voyager?
Like, if this was like an hour and a half, I think it would have been better.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem I think with this movie is that it was obviously made by somebody who didn't really know the show. Robert Wise is a great director, but he doesn't know the show. So you don't even get that cohesive, like Nicholas Meyer didn't really know the show, but he watched it enough to know, okay, Kirk, Spock, Bones, these are good characters. There's no interaction. Like, Spock comes back and it doesn't feel like Spock of the show. It just feels like everybody kind of walking through. Mm-hmm. There's no relationships.
It's like a scene with Spock.
And then the way they explain him showing up is just pointless. Like, he just shows up.
He's
pretty
just
much.
Here.
Well, the one thing you do get to find out, what Vulcan looks like. It looks like the cover of a Yes album. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. All the planet, when they're going through V'ger, it's like, wow, this is every 70s album cover. Mm-hmm. Every 70s prog rock
you
album
see
cover.
See that Journey cover of the giant robot?
Oh, yeah, there it is. That's it. Jake, you watched the show, the original show.
I watched maybe like 3 or so episodes.
Did anybody here watch the
original? I made it through like 20, 25 of them.
Raul's shaking his head,
of course.
Yes. Raul, you've seen motion pictures.
Of course.
I'm going to get back to you. Anita. You're not familiar with Star Trek at all, really.
No.
And this didn't sell you on it? This doesn't make you want to go out and run around and watch every episode?
No.
No.
Just no. It was bad. And did Kirk have to be such an ass? Seriously. I was so bothered by him the whole time.
He's really bad in this one. They make him really over the top.
We can just leave him.
Yeah.
he's kind of an asshole, though.
They make him really unlikable in this one. He gets it back a little bit in Wrath of Khan. But yeah, they do make him unlikable. I was really noticing that this time around. I was like, wow, they really didn't make him. There's no reason you want him to be on the Enterprise because he's just kind of like finagles his way back.
He has he hasn't had experience on the ship in 2.5 years. Everything's different.
He almost
every
kills
major
them.
Shot call that he did got everyone killed.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up killing two people with the tractor beam and everything. But yeah, and he's just a dick.
He's not a likable guy.
At least in the other ones, he's kind of an asshole, but he always pulls through. So you're like, whatever.
Yeah, he's cocky, but
but you know, there was a reason for it.
Yeah, he was very different than he was in the show. It's a very different tone than the show had.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's weird.
This is riding the line of like serious when it shouldn't have been.
Raul, did you see this in the theaters?
I did.
What did you think as a kid?
I took my dad to see this, thinking it was going to be a fun show, and he fell asleep. Throughout most of it. In fact, I don't think he can even remember we went to see it together. It was bad. It was bad. And like you said, there was such a time in between that...
I'm not yawning because of you. I'm yawning because I'm thinking...
That's all right. There was a time frame in between that we didn't get to have any Star Trek, and they were clamoring for it. And I think... I don't blame the fans. I blame the people who brought it to the fans because, like you said, they didn't do enough research.
Yeah.
They didn't get into what the show was about. And they bombed it. They focused more on the visual, the whole look of it. And
you know,
they
wanted to compete with Star Wars on a visual level. Star Trek was never a show about. I mean, there were shows where they like you fought, but it wasn't like it wasn't that kind of story.
It's about adventure.
It's about exploring, and meeting new worlds and
it was
story.
Just disappointing.
And banging different types of aliens.
Yes,
he didn't even bang any aliens.
I know. What the
hell? It wasn't fun. And that's how I remember Star Trek being fun.
Yeah,
it was.
He's like
fun.
The James Bond of space.
Oh, Kirk,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Any green alien, doesn't matter. You will kiss me. Yeah, that's usually They'll end up kissing by the end of the show. Green, even Uhura.
Green,
even
Uhura. Purple,
the
orange,
only thing I liked fell under his spell. Was when the lieutenant said to Kirk, you know, I do still have my vow of chastity. Because she's like, I know what you're up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the only good part of this movie.
What about when Chekhov was like, Photon
Torpedo. Torpedo.
Away.
Fire. Rage.
It's so bad. Delay that order. I love that.
Your trailer hit it, man. It was slow.
Yeah.
Just slow.
The trailer was as slow as the movie.
Yeah.
But you had Orson Welles narrating.
That's great.
So
that's
okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Citizen Kane? One of the greatest directors of all time. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's rank it. Anita, you're our guest.
Four.
I forget when Anita gives it a four.
Mm-hmm.
Jake.
Yeah, it was just. There were some cool. There were some interesting parts, but it's
the
like a five.
The visuals weren't bad. That's like why I gave it a four.
Like a five. I think the story itself is interesting, but yeah, it's just. You could have made it an hour and 15,
yes.
hour 30,
yes,
and yes, it yes. would have been fine, but no, five.
Patrick?
Three.
Patrick is at a three. Justine?
I did appreciate the diversity in it, though.
We were just talking about that last hour, yeah.
Yeah, I really, like, just seeing it, I was like, whoa.
There's Asians.
Actually looks really
I mean,
cool.
That's how...
Yeah, I was like, this is like a normal... Like world view.
Yeah.
That's how Star Trek
cool.
is, though. It's
yeah.
They've always had a really diverse cast.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that. I was like, oh, yeah, because their show was like that. But it was still, I still appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Especially after all the movies we've watched where it's just like, we were talking about comparing it to Star Wars, which is like,
yeah.
You get Lando Calrissian, but not until Empire Strikes Back. And like
and then
a
you don't
third
get
of.
Any real diversity until the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
it.
So, I mean, it was nice to see that. I didn't know Asians could go to space, so
yeah.
it was cool.
There's still no Mexicans,
No, there was. The
Oh,
the guard,
security guy.
The security guard. He yeah. was, they yeah. said his name.
What about,
We're still entry level.
Poe.
That's Star Wars. Star Wars.
Yeah.
We're
I thought we were just
talking
about,
Star,
oh, just
are
Star
you just
Trek?
Talking
this
in
was
general?
A Star Trek movie?
I thought you were talking, I thought you were just talking about, like,
That's why I love Battlestar Galactica, because
and
Adama
he's
was.
He's Guatemalan. I know.
Eduardo's excited because he gets.
I knew I was gonna get him with it.
Guatemalans in space.
So I would give it a three, but because of that, I'll give it a four.
Raul,
it's a four.
It's a four. Yeah, I give it above four. I give it a four. The best this movie's ever looked was when I actually rewatched the entire series and then watched the show, and I was like, okay, I get it. There's the context. Like, this is why people were because it was a hit. This is why people. I had the glasses from Burger King. I never saw the movie, but I had the glasses from Burger King. Nice. I don't know how we got them.
Was the show that much better?
It yeah.
like
oh
surpassed.
Yeah.
The show has excitement.
The show's really. It's fun just because it's so cheesy.
And it had a lot of cult following by that time because
the thing about
it became
the
more popular after.
The thing about the show is there's good stories and good writing. They just didn't have the budget to pull them off, but there are good ideas at play. Not every episode, but the episodes that stand out are the ones where you're like, wow, they really tried to say something here about, you know. Like the human condition.
If you want to watch a good one, watch Ricardo Montalban in The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
That's
that
the
one
to watch.
They did the research. They learned from that mistake, mm-hmm. and they went back, and like you said, yeah. they researched the shows.
They put me
here
on this
found
great story, great dialogue.
Yeah.
Great action. It's a lot of fun.
Going into watching this, I thought that this was like the beginning. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have no context to any
nope.
of these
yeah.
people. And I was like,
this
wait,
is
this
after
must
the
be
show.
After the show.
If yeah. you're going to watch... And if you watched one episode, and you can stream, the whole series, you can stream the original series. Watch City on the Edge of Forever. If you're going to watch one episode of the original,
you don't want to watch the Salt Vampire.
Oh, the Salt Vampire is awesome. But City on the Edge of
Salt Vampire.
City on the Edge of Forever will
Isn't
show
that
you
the
like
pilot?
What that show.
Salt Vampire.
It wasn't the pilot, but it was shown first.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It will show you exactly what that like when the writing's good, like everything. They were able to pull off. It's really good. Okay. City on the Edge of Forever is a good one. And it's only 45 minutes long. You know which one that is, right, Raul?
Yeah, I would have gone with the
Joan Collins.
With the menagerie, actually, because it also talks about Pike on that one.
She doesn't need to know that.
Well, I'm just saying because they do that now in the current Star Trek.
Oh, watch
one.
The J.J. Abrams one. That
one's
Those good.
Those are yeah. good, yeah.
So watch the show.
You should watch. I mean, just to get kind of a. You don't need to watch
but
it.
But Mario will tell you never watch Next Generation.
Next Generation sucks. Don't ever watch it.
You guys are wrong.
It.
You guys are wrong.
Don't ever watch it.
Who was the captain for that one?
Sandy, Sandy loves Next Generation.
Some bald
Gen.
Dude.
You think that's the worst one?
I hate it. I can't stand it.
You guys need to see.
It's boring. Face. It's so boring.
They're all and this boring. Is why last week's game was so horrible, apparently. Why? Because your opinion of a choice is compared to everyone
yeah.
else's.
Because I'm always right. Yeah, that's right. Okay, all right, we're going to move on to the next one. By the way, that game was awesome. I worked very hard on that game.
We know you did. That's why it's so sad.
I stayed up long into the night.
Like, you tried so hard.
I really didn't know. I was get like, it. Thank you so much.
I got it.
Jake, stop kicking ass. He already fired you from the show.
You guys are welcome to come up with your own stuff and bring it in. And
Justine said she was going to do it next time.
And I'll reject
it. I didn't. Mario recognized that I understood.
I'll reject it right out. So I invite you all to suck it. let's see. You guys didn't watch Nashville.
No, thanks, no they Daddy. Didn't.
So we will finish off with that. So that means the next movie up.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Is... Are you ready?
That's the only thing I got from that. I was like, cool.
That's it all I mean, that that's where it all, yeah, I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's important. Oh.
Like an hour in.
Zardoz speaks to you. His chosen ones, the gun is good. Go forth.
He didn't say the rest of it.
Yeah.
Who came here in the stone head?
I don't know.
It is the only path and passage into the vortex. You will show me how you come to be here.
My name is Zed. For Zardoz, I am an exterminator.
Look at Jake and Patrick.
I will not go to the second level with you!
Caution, caution, you are approaching the periphery of the vortex.
They just showed that.
I heard it.
I can't even watch any more of Please this stop trailer.
It. Please stop it.
So this is a recommendation from... by the way, Michael Bagford recommended Star Trek The Motion Picture, and this is a recommendation from Jeff over at The Kung Fu Drive-In, a podcast I will still recommend... Even though he did this to us. He has some great interviews over there. Jeff's a good
guy. Some things should not be forgiven.
Jeff's a good guy, but he obviously has a mean streak, and we did something to him somewhere along the line so that he would recommend Zardoz.
Can I go first?
It's probably Justine's rating. Zardoz.
Zardoz.
What if you love this one? What if this is the movie?
Yeah, can I go first?
This is her 10.
The number one comment on here says, you'd think watching the movie would make the trailer less confusing, but you'd be wrong. Go ahead, Justine. You may start.
Okay. As much as I hate James Bond, I felt so bad for Sean Connery. He's a great actor, and this did nothing for him. I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, he was kind of, he approached them, the makers of the movie, because he wasn't getting roles after James Bond. He, like, the roles kind of stopped. He was kind of typecast for a while. It really wasn't until, and Raul will back me up on this.
Wasn't he in a war movie, though? We saw a war movie, and then he was in this.
Which one?
Wasn't he in a war one we just watched?
No.
He was in a World War II movie, but it was a while back.
It was the longest day. He was in the longest day.
That was a while back, yeah. Though. This is before.
But Sean Connery would make movies. He'd pop up in stuff like Outland and stuff like that. But it wasn't really until The Untouchables came out in 1987.
Wasn't he in The Bridge Over River Kwai?
Oh, he was in A Bridge Too Far.
Bridge Too Far, that was it.
Which is an ensemble later. Cast. Yeah, it was a little bit later. But he really had kind of a spotty film career up until The Untouchables, and then he kind of was in demand again. Then he got Indiana Jones, After that, they put him in The Rock and all this stuff.
Great movie.
He kind of had like it, but he kind of had a.
you know you'd like it.
It's Michael Bay. It's not great. It's you a know good, you'd it's like a good it. Bad movie.
You know you.
But
like
it's not
it.
A great movie.
You know you. Like
48% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way, for Zardoz.
That's wow, generous. That high.
46 on Metacritic, 5.9. Directed by John Boorman, who is very hit or miss. If you like John Boorman, you like John Boorman. If you don't, you don't.
We don't.
He directed Deliverance, was probably his most famous movie. But he did Excalibur and did a few other movies. But, yeah, he's definitely kind of a divisive filmmaker. And, boy, this is a slog. I avoided watching this movie because as a kid, when I loved sci-fi movies, this just bored me. Just the preview of the floating head, I was like, nope.
What year did this come out in?
74. 74.
Okay.
So you felt bad for Sean Connery, not as the character.
I felt so bad for him. I just felt like he deserved something better than that.
Yeah.
Even though I hated James Bond, it was just, God, I felt so bad for him.
He looked like some creepy porn star in it.
He's terrible. That's
he was like
show.
The fifth element, but a guy. A hairy guy.
What if they did the fifth element? If someone made the remake of The Fifth Element and just superimposed Zed into all the scenes, I would be on board.
You gotta love his run though.
That loping.
Hey, it's better than John Wayne. Have you seen John
it's
Wayne?
Pretty close. It's pretty close.
It's pretty close. He's a but.
But I mean, this was a bad movie and also a horrible soft porn at the same time.
It was really bad.
Didn't even get excited.
No.
Not once.
Jake.
You brought it up.
Not for this daddy beater.
Or we didn't bring it up.
You brought it up.
It's pretty bad.
That's all I can say. All right. That's it.
Who wants to go next?
That's a sleeper.
I'll go next. Sure.
You want to go next, Jake?
If you don't take it seriously...
No.
It's
no,
really
no.
funny.
No.
It's funny how bad it is.
No, it's
fine. Pretty funny.
It's a waste
I
of time.
I thought it was pretty funny.
It's a waste of 105 minutes.
I didn't think it was a waste of 105 minutes, but would I have rather watched something else? Probably.
Logan's Run? Yes.
I was more engaged than Star Trek Motion Picture, I will say that.
Yeah, because you're trying to figure out what's going on.
You're trying to go, what the fuck am I watching?
It was just, it's just like there's They treat him as like, oh my god, he's this brute. This brute is like, oh my god, well, we have to breed him. It's like, oh my god. Then they do the whole thing with like, oh, what's he stimulated by? I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? It's such a crazy, outlandish movie.
And when they show the head, it looks like it's going to be a comedy because it looks so bad, the floating head.
The gun is good, the penis is evil.
And I saw Sean Connery. I'm like, oh, it's a comedy.
So weird.
It's not.
You thought it was going to be like a takeoff.
And then it had like a lighthearted feel towards the end of it. When
where everything just kind of wacky with the...
When the guy he originally shot was like, oh, hey, look, I'm still alive. And no, this is all part of my plan. I'm like, what? Okay.
I still don't know what happened.
It's funny.
I still don't know what
happened. I get it.
You got it? You got the whole...
I got it, yeah. It was, what's that guy's name? The guy that he originally shoots, I don't remember his name.
The Wizard of Oz?
Arthur Frey.
Hey, very
this
good.
Is all this is all Arthur Frey's plan to
because
break down the system.
You knew the movie was going to be bad when the first thing you see is a dude with a really poorly drawn mustache and goatee. Yeah.
And he's floating.
And it's just his head on a black screen.
Yeah. He's floating around. Bad. I loved it.
Ugh. I thought it was going to be a comedy.
That's funny.
It just seemed like it was.
If you treat it like a comedy, it was pretty funny.
I'll be honest. I was waiting for the gang from Monty Python to show up at any point just to make this better because it just felt like any second now you're going to see one of them just walk, like John Cleese had walked through the shot just goofing off somewhere. It was...
Like when the scientist lady has the thing over, she's like, tell me. No.
Oh, yeah. When she puts him under the dress.
It's so poorly done.
The dress of truth, apparently.
The dress of truth.
It's like something out of a Harry Potter.
This is the same year as Godfather Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? I'd be pissed.
That's what we're talking about. That's why movies are great. It's
solid.
That's why I'm glad you guys decided to do these in order because you get you get an idea of the context that this movie. So yeah, you're right. This is the same year as Godfather 2, and something tells me the people that went to see Godfather 2 weren't the same people that went to see Zardoz.
No, not at all.
I will be honest. This makes Logan's Run look good.
What if we did it back to back? What if you?
Probably enjoy Logan's Run a lot more. Honestly, like I thought I hated Logan's Run, but this is just at least Logan's Run had story and content. This is nothing.
Oh, there's content.
Can I say something really quick?
You gotta pay attention.
This movie came out during like the time when new wave science fiction was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains like what are you telling me? Like, oh, that kind of explains some of the trippiness of it. And like this came out after 2001 Space Odyssey. So those movies are already kind of trippy because they're trying to push back on the pulp science fiction that was before it.
You gotta watch this, Ed.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
You gotta watch it.
Here's the budget. Had a budget of $1.57 million. How much do you guys think it made? Let's do a little, take a page out of the Home Video Hustle playbook.
100,000.
Huh?
100,000.
What do you think, Justine?
Oh, if you're doing it their way, I thought you were going to say a little bit higher.
You just give me a guess. Give me a number.
$10.
No,
the director went.
Not
and
the
saw
budget.
It, that was it.
Not the budget. How much did
budget.
It make? Yeah, how much did it
no,
make?
How much did it make?
Oh yeah, $10.
$10.
No, I was right. I was thinking there. Right
Anita.
I don't know. $30. I don't.
$30. All right.
$30.
I'll say $30 million.
Patrick, you were not far off. You said 100,000.
Yeah, 100,000.
It was budget of 1.57, made 1.8.
Oh wow!
So $300,000 it made.
Wow!
Well, they made their money back.
Yeah, they made their money back.
Yeah, but barely.
Well, Logan's Run came out 2 years later, so whoever saw mm-hmm. that was like, "I can make it slightly better," and did Logan's Run.
I could do that. Yeah.
Well, I can make a little sex room.
That's the problem. I think that most of the 70s science fiction, it's like he said, there was just a different kind of genre going around when it came to the movies and science fiction, and they were experimenting. And they didn't know what they were up against until we got to Star Wars, you know? That said it.
Yeah, and Star Wars was a reaction to those movies going back into the like more pulpy space opera type things.
It's just bad.
And now that's kind of the standard for most sci-fi films is like the Star Wars formula.
That's weird. I'm sorry. I do have to make an amendment here. Roger Ebert gave it 2.5 stars out of 4. I said 3 originally. And called it a genuinely quirky movie, a trip into the future that seems ruled by perpetually stone set decorators.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like everybody's pretty high when watching this.
I thought everyone was on drugs.
I mean, you get the whole scene where he's running through the funhouse mirrors, and it's just so bad.
When he's in the crystal?
In the crystal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
You had a nice little James Bond gunpoint in there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's just make it better.
So go great. Get him, go get him, Sean.
What was the movie that he came back into James Bond? What was it?
That was Diamonds Are Forever.
That's when he came back
The roller, and then he did a knockoff in the '80s called
Never Say Never.
Never Say Never Again.
Okay.
Which doesn't count.
Which I like.
I still stand by. Doesn't we should count. Have not done a second round of listeners' choices.
Yeah, this is a good one. You know, this is a humbling experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to have some bad movies mixed in with the good ones so you can appreciate them more and so you can not give them a 6.
Here's what I really want you guys to say. I want you guys to appreciate how benevolent I have been in sharing my movie collection with you, because there's been very few moments of pain like this.
moments of pain. I mean, if you go back to all James Bond's movies.
Most of the moments of
Battle of the Planet, Battle for the Planet of the Apes. We all gave it a 2, and you gave it a 1.
Yeah, but would you rather watch that again or Zardoz?
That
I will watch Battle for the Planet of the Apes again, anytime over Zardoz. Anytime. This is terrible.
It's and so bad.
Jeff was so happy when he's like, yes, you guys are doing it, because he knew. He knew what he was doing.
Up until you find out, like, the Wizard of Oz reference, it was, like, that was kind of like a sigh of relief for me. Like, I was like, oh. Because it was just, it was painful. And then I was like, okay. And then they started licking the sweat off of him, and I was like, okay, we're back to where we started. Oh,
it got weird again.
I was like, just kidding.
It started to click for a second, and you lost it.
They were getting high off of him.
Yeah.
I looked down for a second.
Because of his mutant sweat.
Because I was playing slot machines on my phone. That's how into this movie I was. And I'm still riding that hot streak from the casino a couple weeks ago. And I look up, and they're just like all high. All of a sudden, I'm like, "Where were they?" And then they're kissing each other.
And they're
like,
kissing each other, and they're feeling good.
Are they shedding a tab of acid? Uh-huh. They're like, "Oh, they got it off of him."
And then, like 5 minutes later, they're in the middle.
I wasn't
his essence, you guys. This goes back to Dr. Strangelove. Oh,
and then they're all having sex in the open. It's like we tried to chase him, but
we killed
the
guy.
Got excited,
you know.
Yeah, what gets them excited? They're studying what gets people excited.
I mean, this isn't looking good for Sean Connery in his movies, his movie choices. His roles are all stupid so far.
Just wait till The Rock.
No, Untouchables. You're right, though.
Untouchables is great.
That's when he comes back with Brian De Palma.
Yeah.
When is that? What year is that?
87.
Oh, God.
Are we gonna watch it?
We're going to have a little bit of a Connery drought for a while.
I was going to say, he did Highlander, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did, but I don't own that movie.
Yeah, I like
good.
That
one. He was good in Highlander.
Yeah.
I never got into Highlander.
He's a Scottish dude,
a Spaniard.
He's a
Spaniard. He's a Spaniard, yeah.
Wielding a Japanese sword.
Right.
It made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Speaking
a lot
of
more than this, that's for sure.
Damn right. Speaking I can trace that line.
Exactly.
That's a good. Yeah, I felt like and it was late. I started this movie at like midnight, and I was just like, oh my.
I watched
my,
it at 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh my God, Jadosh.
Not something you want to wake up to.
Yikes. Let's talk about it.
You mean rate it?
Let's rate it. Mm-hmm. Anita, you're our guest.
One.
Give it a one?
Give it a four.
Give it a four?
Wow. Give it a four.
Wow.
There's some funny parts.
Jake,
there.
Jake was high when he was.
You know what I love? No, you know what I love
the sex scenes.
You know what I love about Jake? I love about Jake is that he'll find the good in it. He'll find the good in some stuff. I do give him that. So.
You get to enjoy Sean Connery running around for a little.
That's the only reason this gets any more. This gets anything that I'm not giving this a zero. This is as close to a zero as I can get.
When Sean Connery runs, it looks like he has to take a shit and he's looking for the bathroom. He's like, I gotta go.
Well, he's wearing the Fifth Element outfit.
I mean, can you run in that outfit? I wouldn't be able to.
No.
Probably if he runs normally, he chafes like crazy.
Well, not only that, well, think about how that thing is built. It's like it's the belts are connected to the codpiece, so if he stand up straight, he's going to like pull himself up into his body cavity.
You know what? That's probably why.
He's trying to loosen himself every step he takes.
Yeah, he just had to crouch
and
down
then it's
a little
leather? And then it's leather? You want to wear leather? Oh,
ooh,
no.
Ooh, that's chafing right there.
Plus, he had those like knee-high boots, and it's just all bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Why would the exterminators? Why would Zardoz make the exterminators wear? You're going to wear these ridiculous. Don't you want to look badass?
Because he was an artist and eccentric.
New wave.
Yeah, you're right. You're actually right.
New wave.
And Logan's Run is part of that. And you know what? Star Trek kind of copped a little bit of that look too. It's like, oh, we're all going to be wearing blousy gowns in the future. It's like, we're not wearing clothes anymore. We're just not wearing. You know, there's no buttons. No. There's no buttons. In the
pants
future.
Are out.
Yeah, where's the buttons? Where's the navy jacket?
It's my space leotard.
Yeah, exactly. Patrick,
I can usually appreciate movies for what they're worth. This is worth nothing. It's a one.
You're giving it a one.
It's a one.
You are allowed to give zeros. We haven't done it yet, but you are allowed
to give
zeros.
I've given a zero.
You did.
You give it a Z?
Mm. I gave Moonraker a zero.
Oh. That's hurtful. And he was looking at her watch?
I am bothered that they didn't watch Nashville because...
I've seen it. Because
we had to watch it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. We can share.
We'll share.
I didn't want to buy it.
I know. I get it.
But you know what you can do?
No.
You can just never watch it again.
But I own it. That's the problem.
I'm
going to
make Jeff. I think Jeff has a Patreon. I'm going to make him Venmo us $20 for all of us having to rent Zardoz.
No, buy.
You bought Zardoz?
You can't rent it. You had to buy it.
Nashville, you had to buy it.
We're talking about Zardoz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I bought that, I'd be pissed.
I'd be okay.
I'd fucking murder somebody.
I would email Amazon and be like, are you kidding me?
This is a movie. Like,
why is there no disclaimer when you purchase
this? Give me my money back.
Refund me back.
Okay, what do you give it? You give it a 1.
It's a 1.
Justine?
I give it a -4.
Wow.
Just to even out Jake's 4.
We'll bring back the score down.
And you still call it, you still technically did.
She gave it a negative score. Our first negative score.
So bad.
I just want my money back.
That's how much you wanted your money back.
Yes, I wanted my money. And I felt so bad for him. And you know what else was coming out during that time? Was Man with the Golden Gun. So it's like you Great see movie. James Bond like that, and then you see him in this movie, and he's not part of James Bond, and it's just sad. It's a sad thing to see.
He made that choice himself.
I know, but I give it a negative because it makes me sad.
Okay.
I don't feel bad for him.
He'll bounce back.
I enjoyed the idea of the movie.
More than the actual movie.
More than
the only reason
movie.
I gave it a 1 and not a 0 is because I was at least curious to see what happened. But that's it.
Yeah. You do. It's definitely a journey. You feel like
yeah, you're taking on a ride.
A ride you want to end.
You
want to doesn't
off
end
so bad.
What are you giving it, Murray?
I'm gonna give it a 1. I give it a 1.
Oh, good.
Only because
you got some cool powers at the end.
Only
man.
Because of Sean Connery. Oh. Yeah, I did like it. The part
got some brain powers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Your psychic powers should not make you moan.
Yeah, they're all moaning. Raul, are you gonna give it a?
Would you want to have psychic abilities, but you had to moan super loud in order to do it?
Not worth it.
This is the closest I would give a 0 to as well. This is really bad. The only thing that I didn't see all of it, and I seen bits and pieces throughout my life. Are the costumes? That's anything kind of threw me off. I was like, who would wear that stuff?
Yeah,
I will. Say,
I would give it a 1.
He upgrades at the end and gets a shirt and pants.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like he levels up.
That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Let me guess your weight.
Oh, 70. 145 pounds. Tell me I'm wrong. Damn it, he's right.
You're a Scorpio. Yeah. Every time.
You're Hitler.
Yeah. Let's move on to our final movie, which only four of us can participate in.
Yeah.
I have no regrets.
Did you see this? No.
Okay, let's
see.
I did watch it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what did you say? What did you say?
Nashville is worse.
You justified my lack of purchase.
Robert Altman's Nashville is 5 days in the lives of 24 unforgettable people. That's a lot of characters, so listen closely.
I gotta follow 24
Lily Tomlin
people?
Is a gospel singer who strays just a bit when she has a one-night
stand
with
Keith
Carradine, a hot young rock singer. Ned Beatty is her husband who doesn't suspect a thing.
Henry Gibson is the number one country and western singer who's being tempted to run for governor. His sidekick, Barbara Baxley, drinks a bit and talks a lot. And his son, Dave Peel, is sort of attracted to Geraldine Chaplin, who plays a starstruck reporter from BBC TV.
Ronnie Blakely is the adored singing star on the verge of a breakdown. Alan Garfield is the husband trying to save her life and her career. Scott Glenn is the quiet soldier who worships her from afar. Karen Black is the rival singer who dresses like a sweet little prom queen. But don't let that fool you.
Michael Murphy is the campaign manager who'll promise anything, especially to Gwen Wells, a waitress who dreams of being in the spotlight and may have to do a lot of things she never dreamed of to get there. Robert Doakey is the one man who tries to tell her the truth.
Shelley Duvall is the wide-eyed groupie doing what all groupies do so well. Keenan Wynn is the uncle who doesn't understand this wild girl in the sequined hot pants. David Hayward is the sensitive young boy who answers the room for rent sign and who has a big surprise in store for everyone.
Christina Raines is the female singer in a trio who's married to one of them, Alan Nichols, but spends a lot of time with the other one. And David Arkin is the chauffeur who knows all the inside stories and is ready to tell them.
Timothy Brown is a black singer who's made it, but not everybody is happy about that. Jeff Goldblum is the cycle freak who's everywhere the action is. Barbara Harris is the would-be superstar who's running away from husband Burt Remsen, who's chasing her through the wilds of Nashville.
Nashville is about a lot of things and a lot of people. See all 24 of them and the outrageous things they do in Robert Altman's Nashville.
Not something to advertise.
There you go.
That was the movie right there.
Why is it not a series instead of a movie?
Robert Altman's.
That put that whole movie in so much perspective for me.
I actually learned more about the characters by listening to the trailer than I did actually watching the movie.
So do you
if
like
I had watched that trailer first, I think I probably would have been able to keep up.
It's the reverse of the it's reverse of the Zardoz trailer then. Let me before we get into it, it's 1975 drama by directed by Robert Altman. Considered his best movie. Roger Ebert gave it a 4 out of 4. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 93%.
Wow.
93% on 93%. 7.8 on IMDb. It was released June 11th, 1975. And the singers wrote all of
their songs.
All of the songs.
That's pretty cool. I do think that's neat.
Critic reviews. Let's look at Nashville reviews. You want to hear some critic reviews?
Sure.
They probably loved it.
Apparently someone loved it.
Yeah, everybody loved it.
Because they probably sent them like, hey, this is what it's about. Here's all the characters.
Yeah, a guide.
If they gave me a guide and like a short synopsis of the character before actually watching the movie, I would have gotten it.
This is a huge cast.
I had to do it.
This is a lot of 160 minutes. That's insane.
We just talked about this. What movie would you use to represent America? Pauline Kael at the time for The New Yorker said, the funniest epic vision of America ever to reach the screen.
Yeah, I mean, it had a little bit of everything.
You can tell. What's the director of MASH?
Robert Altman.
Robert Altman.
You can totally tell he directed it.
It has, for sure. I remember it having a real strange Waiting for Godot kind of feeling where you were just watching people do things and you were wondering where it was going.
Mm-hmm.
That's Altman, though. He kind of experiments with a little microcosm of something. In this case, it was all the stereotypes of Nashville. And they were stereotypes. Because let's face it, all the songs sounded like what you would think someone who wasn't involved in Nashville was listening to country. It's all about
my dad died when I was 8.
Yeah, my dad died
and
when
my
I
mama
was,
died when I was 11.
And they threw in a little racism.
There's a lot.
A little bit.
Yeah, because it's Nashville. And it's, yeah. Robert Doakie we got to see, and he came back from Coffee. And he's back.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coffee. Let's think back to happier times.
I picked some pretty bad weeks. Watch
yeah, you did.
I do.
I didn't realize our fans hate us.
No, they just. Do. I think your fans.
They think we thought we had it too good.
Yeah,
I think really so. It's like, man, they've been watching some good movies.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to fix that.
Guy has a great movie.
They need
collection.
To see. They need to see the shit that was
I'm
in
1970s. I'm going to take him down a few pegs.
It makes you appreciate all the good 70s movies that much more when you
there
see what also came
of
out in
good
the same year.
70 movies.
Yeah.
Vincent Canby of the New York Times. It's a film that a lot of other directors will wish they had the brilliance to make.
I wouldn't go that far.
It was a flat out criticism of Nashville. And country music. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a fan of country music, but that's what it was.
Roger Ebert. Watching Nashville is as easy as breathing and is hard to stop. Altman is the best natural filmmaker since Fellini.
I fell asleep 3 times during this movie, so.
And I took 2 breaks.
Here are some people that didn't like it. Christopher Null from filmcritic.com. Frankly, Altman's opus is so far flung and random, it simply doesn't make for compelling viewing. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
David Nasser from Real Filmmakers. Real Film Reviews. Altman never really spends enough time with any one character to make you care about them. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Is that true? That is
true. I just felt like at the end, there was so much stuff left unanswered.
The end was my favorite part.
It was good, though.
Because
we
was
finally
over.
Got to hear her sing. Mm-hmm. And she was actually really good.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
She was
awesome.
Amazing. And that was the highlight of the whole 2 hours.
I thought you were just happy it was over.
All right, let's get into it. Let's dig deep into it. Anita, you had never seen this movie.
And I would have been okay.
Without seeing it.
Without seeing it, yeah.
Yeah, this movie
My
was...
My life would have had a little bit more meaning.
I will tell you this. When I used to work at the video store in the 80s, this movie used to get rented all the time.
And then how did they feel when they brought it back?
People rented it all the time. They loved it.
Were they film students?
I don't know.
Because I could see that. This is a little bit to me like method acting for actors.
It's really, Altman's one of those directors, you either love him or you hate him. And it is very much a, let's see what these people are doing. We're watching people. There isn't a lot of, there's a plot there, but it's not every scene is necessarily moving the plot forward. The characters are moving toward the ultimate resolution, but it doesn't necessarily move the plot forward. You know
I
what
can't
I'm saying?
Agree that there weren't characters that I wasn't invested in, because the BBC lady was crazy and I liked following her. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I liked to see what she was going to do.
I was under the impression, because I'd never seen this, I thought she was just a fraud. Like by the end, I was like,
crazy. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe they're going to expose her. And
just,
you know,
a bumbling idiot.
When she was
kind of walking around trying to talk to people.
Talking about hooking up with Tom. Was that his name? Yeah. Tom. I was like, oh, yeah, she's nuts. Like, I was just like, okay.
I like this lady.
So I was like, I like her. Like, at least I could be, like, somewhat connected and committed to her because she's cuckoo. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you like the lady whose husband was chasing her around.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't really like her. I just enjoyed her show. She was probably the only performance I enjoyed. And she had a little gospel band with her, so I was like, okay.
What I liked about the movie is it's one of those things where, like, you're following a lot of characters. I like that idea that you follow a bunch of characters in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do like that idea. What for me, the hard thing about Nashville is even if you're making fun of it, I don't like country music enough for me to want to care about. That's my problem.
And it was like real country music.
Yeah. They were kind of skewering
it. It wasn't like
it.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah. It was like real 70s. Because what's her name? The main girl was supposed to be like, obviously like a Loretta Lynn. Like Loretta Lynn or something. You know what I mean? I always enjoy watching Karen Black, and it was weird to see her with like a giant bouffant hairdo. I get what you're saying, though. Like some of the characters, I'm like, why am I watching this guy?
Yeah.
Like, what's
why
he
do
doing?
I care?
It wasn't. She with the BBC girl was the only one I made the connection with. So it wasn't, I wasn't unattached the whole time, but like I said, I had to take two breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cooking during a portion of it because I was watching it on my iPad. My mom was like, what are you watching? And I was like, you don't want to know.
Look, Mom.
waste your time.
I'm not even going to share this bit of information with you. And she kind of looked at me like, are you being rude? And I was like, no, I'm being nice.
I'm saving you.
Trust me, I'm saving you.
I'm doing this for the team.
I'm doing you a favor, Mother. Just to go with it. Jake, what did you think, man?
You know,
you own this movie now.
Yeah,
so
I do.
You're going to get to revisit it.
It was like a dollar more than renting typically, so there's that. But it's just going to sit in my Amazon Prime library for the rest of eternity.
No, you're going to watch it again.
Nope.
Stuck with it.
This and Zardoz is going to be one of those things where, oh my God, you have to come over and watch this movie. And you don't tell them it's good. It's like, oh my God, you guys have to come over and watch this movie.
You're a mean friend.
No kidding.
You're mean.
That's cruel.
You really need to watch Nashville. We should.
It's okay. I made your wife orgasm at one time.
Oh my God.
Oh, never mind. You have to watch Orgasmo.
Okay, that's fair. No, well, you watch
just a bad movie.
You watch Zardoz and then I'll watch Orgasmo.
Okay.
And then we'll
meet. No, but, knowing Ed, he'll like Zardoz.
But it's just there's so many characters, and do I really care about a couple of them? I felt bad for the waitress girl who just wants to make it big.
Oh, that was terrible.
That's terrible.
That was mean.
The wife. It's fucked up. The wife who eventually broke down and went to sleep with Tom. And
well, she had already slept with him.
Or was like, hey, you need to stop. And then just broke down and went.
I was confused. I never picked up on that. So she was doing a really good job. Because I was like, no, it's just some random person calling.
No, because remember he said, hey, I remember that night at the recording studio. That was like the first time.
The first phone call?
The first call he says that.
That's right.
He's like, hey, I've been thinking about you since that night in the recording studio.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
See? There's a lot going on
in this
movie.
There's so much going on. There's so many characters. And with MASH, there's a lot of really likable personalities in there, which mm-hmm. I think is why that one did better than this one.
He did another one called Prêt-à-porter, which is ready to wear, which is the same kind of concept. You just kind of day in the life of fashion. And the same thing happened there. It there's too many things going on, too many characters. You don't get a chance to care about them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weak.
Yeah.
Whereas you're right. In MASH, I think it felt smaller.
It's just the characters, they're complex, but they're simple enough to where you can immediately get what this person's all about just by listening to them talk for 5 seconds, that you're okay, this is who, that's this guy, this is what he's at, this is what he's all about. Whereas this one, it's like the characters are kind of not flat, but they kind of fall flat with to yeah. the point where it's like, okay, do I really want to watch this person? No, not really.
Okay, I get that.
So yeah, and way too long.
Oh, so Raul.
Yeah, same thing. It's just too many characters, and I don't care much about them. And this is kind of a classic Altman kind of standard now, I think, with a lot of his movies that he did.
Yeah, Altman is a very divisive. People either like it or they don't like it, and it's a different style of filmmaking. And if you really need something to be tightly plotted, and you need like a tight story, Altman's probably not your guy.
It's more thematic. Like with MASH, you know, the that was about war. It wasn't about characters as much, but we endeared ourselves with the characters in that. This one was supposed to be about country music, and it just didn't work because I didn't care about any of them.
And well, this is also, I think,
more about the music.
It's also just
that didn't help.
I think it's also just show business in general and the idea of like, you know.
Well, that's right. And he did the other one about movies, right?
Yeah.
Can't remember it. With
this is about the country music industry specifically, but it's also about like a lot of other things, like what people will do to succeed, or you know, the way, you know, especially
God, you feel so terrible for her.
Yeah. And it's not just her. Look at the lady who's like running from her husband because she wants to be famous, and you know, look at what people who are famous have to do to, you know, you have the girl who's keeps having these nervous breakdowns or whatever, and then they rope her into being into a political, you know, they put her pulling into this political.
Is that the girl that fainted?
The main girl.
Oh, I didn't understand her story.
So well, she was not.
She was just having a mental breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Had to keep pushing through
it. I'm sorry.
Pay attention.
It's okay. 23 characters in the whole movie.
All right. let's rate them.
This is my zero.
You're giving it a zero? You're giving Nashville a zero. All right. Jake.
Give it a two.
Give it a two.
A two.
Low.
Two because of the music, because of the because some of the
John's gonna love
I this. Actually kind of like some of the songs in there. I give it a two.
Raul,
it's kind of in between two and three. I'm lean towards two though.
I'm gonna shock everybody. I'm gonna give it a five, and here's why. I appreciate the idea of putting on something like this and letting actors improv and trying to put it all together is a huge undertaking. But I feel like I need to revisit it and see if that score is either going to go higher or lower.
You told me to fast forward through.
Something. Oh, you can fast forward through. I said you can fast forward through the songs. Like you honestly can.
Those are like the only portions where I was actually paying attention was the songs. But you some like of them music. Were decent. But
you like to sing.
I do.
I do like Henry Gibson's.
That's true.
Character.
You do like to sing.
Mama and Daddy.
The doo-wop before we started.
Yeah.
Which one?
He was the guy that was in the beginning that was like all mad. Like, I don't want somebody in my recording booth.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
Jesus is my savior.
So what do we rank it? Okay, that's it, guys. That was it for our... We're moving on.
Scoring week I've ever heard.
Worst. Whew. Yeah.
We're all low energy, but don't worry. We're coming back right now, guys. I'm going to pump us back up. Are you ready?
Okay. Are we still in the 70s? Or are we?
No, we're done with the 70s. We say goodbye to the 70s.
Oh, that's right.
Bye, 70s.
Go back and do.
Bye, 70s.
No, we just did. These were
our in it, baby.
Oh, okay. Bless you.
Please don't let it happen again during the show.
Wait, so you went and bought a whole slew of movies.
Mm-hmm. And we got to go back and get them.
So.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, we do have to go
yeah,
back.
You said yeah. All bitch. Quiet on the Western Front, uh-huh. Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. Grapes of Wrath, War of the Worlds,
King
Spartacus.
Kong. Stop trying to get out of King Kong.
So now you're not going to the 80s.
Just give us the next two.
Stop trying to get out of King Kong.
Just give us the next three movies.
Will you give me a second?
And The King and I.
Can you hurry up?
We are not patient.
The King and I?
We will never, ever, ever watch The King.
I don't want to say King Kong.
I think you put The Sound of Music on there again.
I have King Kong. Watch
You're awesome.
The original King Kong?
Mm-hmm. We've watched it for the show before.
All right. You guys ready?
Yep. Are you ready?
Oh, these don't have them in order by year, so I need to... Okay, we're going to go back and get all the animated ones. All right. All Quiet on the Western Front. You're right. King Kong, and The Wizard of Oz is this week. It's going to be awesome, guys. Join us. I wish we'd watch Wizard of Oz before Zardoz. We won't have any context.
Is that the...
Is that the what?
What? Nothing.
What'd you say?
What?
Is that what?
If you're going to watch The Wizard of Oz, please tell me you have The Wiz.
Girl, I have The Wiz, but I don't own it. Oh. It's not. I don't have it digitally. They don't put a lot of these out on digital.
They don't. I have the DVD.
That's great.
And I have the VHS, too.
Do me a favor.
Just like The Wiz. Ease on down the road.
Slide some oil to me. My daughter had to do a dance in kindergarten, and all the dads were Tin Men, and then we did that song.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool.
Nice.
It's cool. The Wiz is great. Okay. What do you guys want to... We have a few minutes. Is there anything you guys want to talk about? Anything movie related you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, we watched Toy Story 4.
Mm-hmm. Did Yay. You love it? Well, we talked about that 2 weeks ago and you weren't interested. So, great. What, give us your...
Did you cry?
That was a week ago.
Give us
Get
your ranking.
Facts straight.
No, I didn't cry. Why would you cry?
Oh, my God. I am
the
so...
No, what part?
The hug.
You asked her if she cried?
Which hug? Oh, when Buzz and...
Oh, my goodness.
And Woody hug? No, I didn't cry.
It wasn't that sad.
They have no feelings.
Buzz and Woody hugged. When the doll from the
Gabby
thrift store, Gabby finally sees the little girl and they're crying.
Yeah,
that got me a little bit.
Oh, I was happy for her.
Trash.
You know, I felt like we did need this movie though.
Nope.
No, because it lets kids also let go of their toys. I don't know. It made me feel like when you watch it.
Why do you think that's what it was about?
I thought it was more like
this movie wasn't necessary, but it was good for being in it.
Parents what? Letting go of your kids.
A little bit, no.
Get closer to that mic, Sunshine.
Isn't it like about parents kind of letting go and letting their kids grow up and accepting that there's more to life? That's what I kind of got from it.
I felt like he was clingy and he was finally letting go and he was okay with himself.
Who's that, Woody?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we were just saying, Rawl and I were saying, as parents, it has to do with your kids being fickle about your toys. And so everybody was ready for Woody to just... continue being the favorite, but that's not very realistic because kids just change their mind about toys. So I kind of like that they went that way.
Yeah, and it was kind of like letting go of a toy. I don't know.
What's wrong?
Or your kids.
Why are you shaking your head?
Dumb joke in my head.
What'd you say?
Sometimes you gotta let go of your...
Because he talked about Andy as his kid, you know?
That was a dumb joke. You're right.
I'm glad
you
didn't
say
it.
Would see, if I was a kid watching this, I'd be like, oh my God, my toys miss me then. I would never let them go then. I don't know.
The bigger message was towards the parents.
Did you like it, though?
Oh, my God, yes, because I love Bunny and Ducky.
That was great.
Oh, they were so good.
I thought Bo Peep was pretty cool, too.
My favorite scene was when they were doing the...
The lasers?
No.
Oh,
when, well,
God, I love
just
that.
The scene when they said, you know, let us... Here's how it's going to
go. How
we're
going to get the key?
Yeah, and then they kept showing it. They go, no, here's another scenario.
The long one was my favorite part.
The one where they're just rising out of the bed. Like, they're rising next to the bed. The way they're shot, that made me laugh so hard.
It took so long. they just need to
and
do
the
their
laser
own
eyes at the end.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like firing. You're like, what's going on? They cut back. You're just like, fee fee, fee fee.
That part was so great.
I did like that they took it in a different direction. It didn't, like, those shots, those flashbacks and stuff really kind of changed the style of what had come before. And it worked. It worked really, really well.
I love Keanu Reeves when he's... What's that little kid's name?
That's with a J, right?
Sean.
Was it
Shock?
No, I don't remember.
Sean Paul.
He says it, and it's just hilarious to me.
It starts with an R. It's.
I liked it. I mean, I hate that.
Rijon, thank you.
I hated that there was no short, but it was a good movie.
What did you like about the shorts?
There was no short.
There was no short.
What was your favorite part of the short?
There was no short.
No, the short. You guys didn't see it?
There was no short.
They didn't show one in your theater?
Shut up.
They didn't there show no one short. In yours either.
No, they did. It was about a little egg.
No,
and,
it wasn't.
No,
that was a while ago.
That was full of shit.
That was before Moana.
It was about an egg with the dad.
Doesn't
and
that
he was
sound
beaten.
Like... I know, it was about a hamburger. And,
it was about a french fry.
It was about a french fry.
That fell at the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, yeah, fell out
of the bag. And it didn't get eaten.
They all get reunited with their parents, and then they get eaten.
The egg one was before Moana, wasn't it? Was it the bird?
I think it was
the little
trash?
Birdie.
Yes. It's nice though, like for a Pixar film, it's always fun to kind of go through like with Toy Story and try and find all the little Easter eggs they put in there. Like you had the truck as the tattoo on his leg, and you had the license plate that was the classroom sign, and so cool stuff.
My favorite part was when they was like, when they were trying to get him back to the Ferris, the carousel, and they were like pumping the brakes, and the cops were following him.
Jail?
You're going to jail?
He got so excited.
We're not really sending dad to jail.
He really wanted to frame the dad for murder.
He wanted him to go down so bad.
It was so good. And then Forky had to keep locking the door.
Like, yes. Here's your job. It was good to hear Tony Hale as Forky. So what did you give it, Patrick and Justine?
And Jake?
Did you see it too?
Yeah, I did.
What did you give it, Justine? What's your ranking?
I give it a 8.
Nice.
I give it an 8 too. It was solid.
I think I gave it a solid 7. Anita, what did you give it?
I give it a 7.
Yeah.
Because I still like 3 so much.
Second half of summer. I mean, this has been not a very good movie for summer. It was really good to see a movie that I just walked out and truly enjoyed, because I felt torn about Godzilla. Although I think if I see Godzilla again, I'm gonna like it more, because I went back and rewatched a bunch of old Godzilla movies and I'm like, okay.
I rewatched Toy Story 3 and actually was bawling.
Why didn't you watch Toy Story 2?
Because you know what, I can always skip that one. It's fine.
I've been screaming in my car at all of you because I agree with you. I did not cry. Point? It was not. And one, I'm not a Jessie fan. I find her irritating.
Yes.
So
really?
Yes,
I'm like,
I agree.
Yes, Jessie. Like, in my
car. But her little song, I was like, I don't care.
Yeah. At all.
Heathens.
No, I would let her go again.
Have you ever heard somebody come out of a job interview and say, wow, I think I just talked myself out of a job? You just heard an example of it.
It's a good thing you don't pay them.
Jake, what do you got? No, you. You could have been the replacement.
I know. I said it's a good thing you don't pay, because then I would be sad that I... Yeah.
I do really like Toy Story 2 either.
I paid.
You didn't like Toy Story 2 either?
Not as much as 1 or 3.
Well, that I can agree with, but it's still
it was all right.
It's all right.
Toy Story 2.
I don't hate it, but I'm like,
Toy Story 2 is great.
It's a great movie.
I liked it.
Yeah. Oh, you came back at this time, Patrick?
What'd you give Toy Story 3? 4? I'm sorry.
4? 8?
What do you got?
It's like an 8. It's pretty solid. Right.
Aw, same things.
All right, I got the, I asked you guys, I asked them this during the bonus episode.
Bonus.
What would you guys recommend for a 4th of July movie? Patriotic.
Independence Day.
Oh God, they went there.
See, this is why.
I was gonna say America's
Ass. No one said this in our. No,
you're
one
back
said
in, Anita. What? You're back in.
It's not a good movie.
America's
but
Ass.
But that speech is great.
You should watch America's Ass and watch Captain America.
You should
America.
Listen to the guy who voices
Captain America's a good one.
That's a good one.
The guy who voices Goku in Dragon Ball Z does that speech.
That's awesome.
It's so funny.
You know what else would be good? The Sandlot.
Don't look at me. Oh, just because they play the Ray Charles version.
Don't look
of
at me.
America.
No, because Ed
they
hates
have fireworks
the
and everything, and they're eating hot dogs.
We chose like roots.
Yeah, we chose all these like really.
It was intense.
Oh, wow. Okay.
El Norte. El Norte.
That's not what I thought. Of at all.
La Bamba.
Well, going Captain back to America. Sandlot, I have to speak my mind and give you my point that I texted you the other day, is I was really pissed that no one picked Hardball as a baseball movie.
It's a
and
good one.
No one picked The Natural either.
And I was very upset.
Yeah, it was on the list, but it didn't make it.
The Natural's good.
Yeah, that would have been my pick.
I stand by Hardball's good too.
There's a good amount of decent baseball movies, okay?
There's a lot of great baseball movies.
Hardball's number one.
Bull Durham's number one.
Number one.
Bull Durham
Angels
turns
in the
into
outfield.
Bull Durham turns into softcore too.
I don't
so
know if I'd go to bat for that one.
For what? Which one?
For Hardball?
No, I was just making a dumb joke.
God, just please.
I gave you a chuckle on your
the
Woody,
balls but. On you.
Yeah.
See, that's how you do it. The balls on.
I'm
you.
Sensing some
get
foul.
It?
I'm sensing some foul play.
Did I strike out?
No.
Both
please,
of you, stop.
Please stop.
Oh my God.
Please stop. You guys come in out of left field with this stuff. And it's
I think we just need to take a short stop on this.
No,
okay?
That's not even a thing, Jake. Nope. Mm-mm.
It's what you get for bunting.
Oh, my. No. I won't allow it. You guys are like those podcasts that list themselves as a comedy podcast, but it's just people talking. Comedy, we're funny. No, you're not. You're not a professional comedian.
Come on.
Nope.
We're funny.
You're funny, but we're, no, it's not a comedy podcast. We are a popular culture. What did I say a couple of weeks ago?
Popular culture.
We're a popular culture roundup. Jesse, like Jesse's roundup.
No, we're not.
Woody's roundup. Da 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 da. Woody's roundup.
There's only one thing I like from that movie. It's when they do a little setup and the old man pulls up all the stuff to fix Woody. That's the only good part.
What about that's a really satisfying.
That's a really sad part though too, because he wipes away Andy's name.
But it's satisfying to watch.
Yeah, it is very satisfying. He's all sewing him up.
What about Wheezy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares?
His squeaker. Speaking of Toy Story 2, you know, in future copies, they're taking out some of the extra scenes, like where. Pete is talking to the Barbies.
Oh, because of...
Yeah.
Because of the boss. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it happens. And by boss, I don't mean Bruce Springsteen.
I don't see the problem.
Yeah, thanks. Guys.
Fuck, Jake.
I'm going to say 1941. I'm going to recommend everybody watch 1941 this 4th of July.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
Sure.
It'll make you proud of being here. Team America.
Rush Hour.
World Police. Why Rush Hour?
Why not?
Why not?
What else?
That's not good enough. So
that's a good. All right, guys.
I'm sticking with mine.
I used to watch that all the time with my grandparents.
Rush Hour is great.
Hook. We should watch Hook for 4th of July.
Yeah, we're eventually going to get to Hook. Yeah, we're going to get to it. Don't worry, guys. It'll be on the podcast.
Handmaid's Tale has Little America.
Not my podcast, but it will be on a podcast. Speaking of which, this week you can catch me. I did a guest spot on Everything I Learned from Movies podcast. Check them out at EILFM podcast. We talked about You Only Live Twice. We went back and revisited that James Bond classic. So I've spent a lot of time with Sean Connery this week in various stages of undress. He gets undressed.
You gotta like him in Goldfinger, though. He wears that little romper.
Oh yeah, a little terry towel.
Yeah,
a little terry cloth.
It's a cute romper.
Yes. I do like it. When he golfs too, he looks really good.
He rocks it too.
Sean Connery is the best James Bond. I don't care what anyone says. Daniel Craig is fine, but Connery.
I think Daniel Craig is number two, but Sean Connery.
Justine still likes Lazenby.
Yeah,
Lazenby was good too. He's my favorite.
Lazenby was good.
You don't like James Bond, so it doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't count.
Yeah, I really don't care for James Bond.
That's like asking me what the best tomato is. Like, oh, it's beefsteak. Oh, okay. You hate tomatoes, so what, you know.
Do you know where tomatoes originated from?
Guatemala?
No.
Where?
Peru.
Peru?
Peru.
Machu Picchu?
Just a random fact.
I didn't know that.
Up the Food Channel.
There you go. Oh, good job. Mm-hmm. Good job, Anthony Bourdain. All right, guys.
Hey, he's dead. That's not funny.
What? What? And he's sitting right there.
He really does have no reservations, though.
See, that's how you do it. That is how you do it.
Oh my god.
We're gonna get hate mail for that, but that is how it's done.
This is why we watch crappy movies from the fans.
because of that one comment, they bottle it all up.
They're like, oh, we can put a suggestion in.
Yep.
Fuck you,
they just have a tally marks, like how many bad movies every time someone said, every time I say like a really shitty joke, it's like I and one more movie.
That was beautiful.
Is that why we got like those?
Stop
three?
Talking! You did a great job.
Leave it alone.
Let it breathe. Look what I did! Look what I did! Look what I did! Look what I did!
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, yeah. Use your psychic powers. And just make. Guys, this was so much fun. Anita, thank you. You did a doubleheader today.
One day you'll watch a good movie with us.
Did you? You did. I feel so bad that you came in on this week. Mm. We owe you one. When the movies are good, we're going to bring you in.
Come on.
Okay.
These guys can take the punishment. Jake, thank you very much for that joke. Don't say anything else. Patrick, always a pleasure to watch. Sit here and look at your sad face. And just
stop making me watch sad movies.
You were so bummed out today. It sucked.
Those movies are shit.
Justine's excited about King Kong.
Are you going to actually finish watching it this time?
No. Wait.
You have to.
That King Kong?
Yeah.
Wait, why are we rewatching it?
We didn't watch it
for the We never watched it.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. John wanted you to watch it.
That was the original, right? Not
yeah.
the
yeah, that, the original.
We watched it because he wanted us
not
to watch
the one
it.
With Jack Black?
And we talked about it on the show, but it was before we started the digital movie.
At least in the original, they get on the boat faster.
We have to watch this again?
We haven't watched it.
This is the one when she's on the boat and she's like, acting like,
yeah.
Yes. Oh.
You never finished it.
You guys watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone should see her face right now.
No, it's the 1930s.
I can't wait for this episode.
Pure joy that's in her face.
How upset would you be if I was so excited for one of the movies this week?
I wouldn't. That wouldn't upset
me. You would love it?
I'm not like you. If you enjoy a movie, that's the whole point, was to get you guys to watch these movies that you'd never seen and enjoy them, to spread the joy of cinema.
I didn't enjoy them.
Yeah, well, that's because the listeners are terrible.
Hear that, listeners? You're crap.
You know I love you
I'm
guys.
Not coming to the next DMC because I want to genuinely be in my car and listen to her disappointment.
There's no way she's watching.
King Kong?
I still remember that girl's acting.
Which one?
A beloved classic.
The girl in the white dress.
Faye Ray?
Yes.
The Scream Queen?
She's overly acting in it.
Yeah,
but that's what they did back in the 1930s.
She's horrible to watch.
That's what they did back in the 1930s.
That's the thing.
That was acting, dude.
You can't convince her, guys.
Okay, I'm not watching the beginning part. I'm going to go right where I stopped.
Nope.
It's horrible.
Daddy says watch King Kong.
In the 1930s, those they acted how they did on like Broadway or in that. Like, oh, they acted the back row. Right.
By the way, you're gonna love All Quiet on the Western Front.
Is there anyone in there that we know?
Yeah, he. Oh yeah, you know the main soldier actually turns back up in Salem's Lot. He's the teacher.
Oh.
You get to see him as a very young man. Lou Aries.
No, I'm confusing it with something else.
Yep. Suck. Oh, it's not bad. It's a good movie.
Have you seen it before?
No.
That's good. It's really good.
Saying the movies this week weren't that bad.
Zardoz wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Who kept saying that? He did?
He did.
Oh, he lied to you.
Lied.
He lied bad.
You can find gold if you dig it.
I dug pretty deep.
Fool's gold.
All right, guys. We're going to leave you with a little patriotic music here. We're going to leave you with a theme from 1941 by John Williams, harkening back to happier times when we all watched a movie about Pearl Harbor. Guys, this was a pleasure. Thank you so much. Raul and Eduardo, you guys were great there in the peanut gallery.
In the doo-wop center.
I'm sorry, the cacahuate gallery. Jake, Jake, thumbs up today. Justine, thank you for not killing me. Patrick, cheer up. We got good movies coming down the down the lane. And again, Anita, thank you
all
so
the
much.
80s movies.
Here we go, guys. Happy birthday, America. We're going to say, oh no, that wasn't it.
Is it Peaches?
Peaches and Herb.
No. Going to the country.
Peaches.
Guys, we fight the power, and this transmission ends now.